Richard?
Yeah, that's some good things being said. When Sandy was given his report, and then there was some Q&A, so I thought it was something that I wanted. I said, well, I'll hesitate to bother everybody with that today. But I decided it's worth saying. I was really impressed with, I don't know, I'm hoping Sandy's listening. I was really impressed with the way you and the whole network, really. I mean, there was showed some involvement across the network to get that election day coverage together.
Yeah.
And to me, that one of the things that we don't do as much as we could, and I've always worried about this, is that current things that are unfolding right then and there. You know, if we had a news department, maybe that would be part of what they did. But that's real important, I think, to finding out what the people in the community want to hear and stuff like that. But giving them things, letting them know that we're covering stuff and being right on top of things. I think that was beautiful. I applaud y'all for that. And all the people that worked on it, you know, it was Egberto, I don't know, and
Akua.
Akua with Akua Hope and
yeah.
Who else? Lillian.
Lillian, were you working on that, Lillian? Yeah. Well,
Susan Phillips was there. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But that was great. And I just wanted to, acknowledge that because it, you know, it's showing, liveliness and
Stuart Nance engineered and Corey was there, I think, too, to answer phones. So that whole team did that for 2 hours. And for those,
well, y'all apparently threw that together pretty quickly. You know, I know that Sam, yeah. You're flying by the seat of your pants right now and you're having to go in 14 different directions at the same time. But, I think that was particularly well done. Thank you.
Well,
okay.
Compliments go to those folks that did that. But thank you.
Please do. Please do.
We have 4 minutes left in our public comment period. No public has commented yet. So I'm going to go to Mike. And then we're going to return to our regularly scheduled meeting.
Okay, all I wanted to mention is I went to the Astros World Series Championship Parade, and I talked to thousands of people down there about KPFT, passed out a lot of bumper stickers and information, and a lot of people sounded to be interested in listening to our station. And there was 1 million people down there, and on Friday I'm going to the Veterans Parade, going to pass out more information, get more people to listen and sign up to KPFT. And then later this month, I'm going to do the same thing at the Thanksgiving Parade, and I'm doing a lot of marketing, and I hope to sign up, you know, thousands of members before the end of the month.
Yay. That's awesome. Thank you. And Ted has his hand up, and I still don't see anybody from the public.
May I have a question?
Wait, who's that, Teresa?
After Ted.
Okay.
When I first got on the board about 20 years ago, management had reached the board where we could explore long-term objectives. I don't know how successful they were, but I do know that the auditors have said that they expect that this station or this network will exist a year from now. So it's with that, from that perspective, I think we should be in panic mode, and we should be looking at everything we can do, things that we should do the same way and things we should do differently to make KPFT both on and off the air better. Doing the same old has us where we are.
We just moved into a whole new building. We are not doing same old. Thank you, Lillian. Teresa.
Well, Mike, I was wondering what literature you're passing out.
I'm passing out the bumper stickers. I still have a bunch of them from the old building, a couple of packs. And it has the information on the back of the bumper sticker.
Okay. That's great.
So are you going to go to any parades, Teresa, and try to market?
Not, I don't have any, I should ask at the next, outreach meeting. I don't have any parades, planned for the immediate future, but, in my development, committee report, we will talk about some things.
And
yeah, I could do the Veterans Day parade and the Thanksgiving Day parade. And also I plan on marketing at the lighting of the Christmas tree at City Hall in downtown Houston. A lot of people will be there as well. And I do marketing at the Houston Texan games.
Amazing. And outreach chair has his hand up. Tom?
Yes, I'm making public comment at this time. Nisi, I applaud you.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you for hitting the nail on the head. Okay.
Thank you.
This group is LSP. We need to pull together as a team. Okay. We need to pull things together. Period. That's it. I mean, you know, look at it. We're going into the 21st century. Okay. KPFT has got to look forward to the future. Future is coming up. We have the younger generation coming up. We need to start getting our act together. Thank you. That's all I have.
Thank you. It is now 8:30 and we are back in business. Back to the same old, same old. Pacifica National Board reports, Susan and Teresa. Marianne has got an excused absence, and I haven't heard from Egberto. So, Susan and Teresa, flip a coin. Go.
Go, Susan.
Okie dokie. I serve on a couple of committees. National Finance is one, and Strategic Planning. And we are dealing, frankly, with a severe financial crunch that for which there's no end in sight. Frankly, KPFT, KPFA are the two stations doing best by far. KPFK is in sort of free fall. WPFW started a new fundraising method that didn't work very well. And WBAI owes $1 million in central services. Cutbacks have happened. There are different ways of trying to deal with personnel, but we need to keep essential people so that we can produce radio. KPFT is extraordinary. As Nisi said, we have one full-time employee, Howard, and one part-time contractor, Robin. Both of them work far too hard and don't make enough money. What we are doing here is a very heavy lift, and others are looking at us as a possible model, but their situations are much more complex. So we're sorting through all of that. With strategic planning, we've been talking about all kinds of ways to raise revenue rather than just cut costs. We had a national fundraiser, and frankly, it was disappointing. We had already had two for the archives. One, I think it was maybe in November, and maybe got 80,000, and then in March, and got 60,000. We did one in July, and everybody worked together on it. We got 30,000. So we did not raise enough money to keep the archives staff paid for an extended period of time. We don't have a great message going to the public and saying, we have really screwed up management for lots of years. Please bail us out. Is not a good narrative. And we have one of our board members who has really emphasized, he's brought up the Nielsen's and so forth, that we need to have a rigorous look at our programming and cull the programming people are not listening to. If people are not listening to it, however worthwhile, it is not providing value. KPFT is the one that has done this. When Sandy reported that we had major contributions from Mark and Susan Darrow, that's what he's talking about. And he is also going to be assessing what is working, what isn't working. He has also worked with the programmers for training. Unfortunately, with a lot of the stations, the program grids are moribund, and we're not generating more listeners, and we're not generating more money. The strategic planning group said, identified the fact that we were in a very serious financial crunch, that the only way we can muddle our way through is to sell an asset. And so the board has authorized, and this is in open, it's open report, has authorized the sale of the KPFK building. It's not the sale of the station. The building is not the station. The building is inadequate. It's only 20% occupied. It does not have handicapped accessibility. So when there was a technician who was supposed to come and repair things on the second floor, he couldn't get there because he's in a wheelchair. So this is, it's the building where we can probably realize the most revenue and where the building itself is currently inadequate. This is a chance to look at how are people operating, similarly to the way that we did in making the decision to come back into a building rather than tuck ourselves under with Indy Media or somebody else. So that is in the works. We have authorized the executive director, the board chair, and the general counsel to seek the sale of this asset as soon as possible and to provide for the relocation of any of the activities that are housed in that building. That may also include leasing space from the buyer to continue some of those activities. The other thing is that we're grappling with the fact, I mean, the board chair and the general and the ED will be sending out a notice, I believe, on Friday. The board chair through the LSBs and the ED through the GMs that we cannot afford to have an LSB election this year. It is impractical. We don't have the money and we don't have the time because the bylaws do not give us a roadmap for what to do when we don't have those elections. There has been turmoil about what to do with term limits, the 3-year term limits and the 6-year term limit. And there have been major disagreements about this. And in fact, there will be a vote in open session at the PNB tomorrow to settle the issue. The initial recommendation that came out of the elections committee was leave all the vacated, all the term limited positions vacant. A second idea came out of basically Lawrence Reyes, Vanessa Dixon Briggs, and Michael Novick. And that is when the terms are limited, rotate the people in who are in the list of alternates. What the board actually adopted last time, which will be under review, will be to extend all of the terms, the 3s and the 6s, through 2023 or until we can have the election. None of these is good. Neither the parliamentarian nor the general counsel can say there is only one way to do this, and we will be voting on that tomorrow. So that's what I have to report.
Goodness gracious. Teresa, do you have anything to add?
Teresa, do you have anything to add?
I'm telling you, it can be very discouraging. Mm-hmm. And I frequently am concerned, especially that some of the people that are volunteers or paid employees were actually, and they do things that they know are wrong. They, like revealing things that should not be revealed from executive session, for example. It's very difficult, as you know, for 22 people, let alone 24, to get on the same page and take quick action. And it's just difficult working as a team. But as you can tell, Susan and others have done a tremendous amount of work. I have my pet projects, and we have an executive director. In some ways, we, from past experiences with executive directors, we've kind of tied her hands, or she has to find different ways of getting things accomplished with this group. So we are definitely a different kind of an organization to work with, like herding cats. So, thank you for the recaps, Susan. I think that's where we're focusing and where we need to focus our efforts. And thank just, you. It's wonderful to see. I hope that the other stations can see what we have accomplished. I mean, earlier this year, WPFW seemed to be accomplishing so much, raising money, a very happy staff. And, it's nice to see that we're doing so much with so little. Can't do it without all of those volunteers and the great leadership that, Sandy is demonstrating, as well as others.
Madam Chair, may I add something?
Yes, please. I want to add to what Teresa was saying too. So go ahead.
I'm not just the voice of doom. Let me tell you that I am optimistic for the first time that I have been on this board. And that's because we now have common understanding of what the facts are. Mm-hmm. People have been all over the place about, oh, it's not really that bad. Oh, I remember, you know, back in 1981 and blah, blah, blah. And it's just more horror stories about WBAI and all that. We now have a common understanding that payroll is at risk and that dramatic measures need to be taken. And I believe that we're on the cusp of having a real business plan for the first time in my experience, and not just airy-fairy, wouldn't it be great if, but really how you produce radio that people want to listen to, how you go multi-platform, and what it means to have a system in addition to local presence. So I am optimistic, but it is tough times.
Thank you. And I just want to add to that, that as to this board, in many ways, KPFT is a good example of pulling the station together. And we are, you know, we have been through a lot of losing our building and then finding a new building and then getting the money and making everything happen. I was on several of those field trips of looking at properties, and boy, that was exciting. And the light flickering behind me is a certain kitten who is jumping on the power bar. So if I go dark, you understand. It was a cat. I'm going to blame the cat.
Herding cats, isn't it?
It is. We're some of us are quite experienced with herding cats, and it's paying off. Thank you, Pacifica National Board members. We're moving on. It is 8:43. We are going to task force and committee reports. And item A, there you go. I just went dark. Fortunately she hasn't gotten to the computer yet. Mr. Faust.
Yes, ma'am.
Grants, anything new in the grant world? Some things mentioned in the IGM report.
There's actually a couple of grant possibilities, and I'm talking to Robin, and I'm probably going to meet with her in a couple of weeks. And after the meeting, I'll email you and Sandy. So these are grants for we're talking about a reporter that can report during Queer Voices for transgender issues in Texas. And there's a second grant, which would be related to, I guess, broadcast journalism. You know, in a couple of weeks, I'll have more to tell you.
Okay.
I mean, and the thing about these grants is that Robin, she knows all the information about, you know, where we applied and all that. So I kind of find the grants, but she has to actually fill out a lot of the information. So I gotta meet with Robin.
Great. Great. Fundraising, Venetia?
I haven't done anything on fundraising. I don't know if any other money has come in on 52 and 52 because I haven't been paying attention to it. But, I was going to gear up the publicity for, Giving Tuesday. Giving Tuesday is a national, giving platform, which means free publicity. They do all the work for us, and we just need to pump it up on the station. That's the only thing. And then it crossed my mind tonight when I'm sitting here listening to y'all. Okay, what are we going to do for this birthday party next year? So those are the two things that are going through my mind.
The 52 for 52, you know, we keep looking back on that and saying, wow, we need to top that. That was so awesome. Thank you.
That's oh, great. And while I'm here, this may not be the right section. I really don't care. Egberto say when I want to do something, I just do it, which is the truth. I am starting an internship program up. And why am I qualified? Go look at my background. I ran the program at KQED for 5 years, 3 sets of interns every year. So I am going to start that up again. I don't even know if y'all ever had one, but I am going to start that. So, cause I'm tired of hearing the youth. If you don't reach out to the youth, you're not going to have any youth. And none of you guys are reaching out to the youth. Don't say you are cause you're not.
Yeah.
Old.
And just keep Sandy in the loop of what you're doing because.
Oh yeah, I always keep
I don't
Sandy.
Think there's, you know, I don't I think there's Sandy anything wrong loop. With that. I encourage all of our board members to reach out with your personal areas of expertise and stand up for KPFT. We all have skills that we can bring forward. And you know, just communicate with each other and among ourselves so that we don't step on anybody's toes, and we haven't yet. So,
May I announce a fundraiser we're having for KPFT or?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
sure. So, I'm having
December 4th, right?
Yeah. So 14 Pews is going to give our space for free, and it's up on our website. It's on your invite page, I guess. It's going to be December 4th, Saturday at 3 p.m. It is $60. It's kind of, you know, hi. I'm going to reach out to St. Arnold's just to see if they can donate beer, because $60, sure, KPFT, that's great. We should be giving money, but maybe we can offer a little more. So, and I'm more than happy to offer raffle tickets where you could get, you know, whatever, Seed Faith membership to 14 Pews or whatever, you know, that we can just give away. So just wanted to mention that. That's December 4th.
That is just a great example of, thank you, Cassandra.
Exactly.
Thank you, Cassandra. That's great.
That was excellent.
Madam Chair? Yeah, I may be able to help get raffle stuff.
from like the museums. So remind me and let me go to work on that.
Let's raffle off some stolen art. I just read an article today about an art heist, and, you know. Okay.
Development?
Hello?
Great art-based class toy.
Okay, I'm hearing a voice. Nancy?
The great art-based passed away some time ago, so a ready supply of that probably hard to get.
That would be Norm.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, Nancy, did you say something?
Yes. Yes. Okay. About the raffle business, please check with Robin because we got into trouble about raffles. There's a limitation and some kind of strict rules according to Texas State. So please check with Robin.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you for adding that. Last call on fundraising. Anything else? Teresa, do you have your hand up?
Yes. Yes, and I will try to take it down. I'm lowering my hand. Can you hear me? Okay. Yes. As Crescenta mentioned, we are having a fundraiser on December 4th. I haven't seen it on the KPFT webpage. And before you know it, it will be December 4th.
Oh, yeah.
It's the weekend. Sweet Mama Cotton.
Yeah.
Sweet Mama Cotton has offered to perform and she is doing it free. And Sweet Mama Cotton is classically trained musician, and she went to Israel and was on a kibbutz, and that didn't last long. And she discovered that as she was looking for a job at the time, people in Israel spoke English, but they needed to type. They needed typists, so she typed for a living. And then her boyfriend at the time said, "We know you've been talking about becoming a professional musician, so why don't you try that? Go for it." Which she did. So she performed in Israel for a while. And she just has a wealth of music that you just would not expect. It's more than just blues. She has performed at Milbend Coffee House several times, and I hope to have her come and perform again sometime soon. I do not think that $60 a ticket is very much at all. And it will be a very intimate, experience, and it will be a lot of fun. So I highly recommend that you go. It will be memorable. Another thing that we're working on in development, in fact, I just sent the minutes to the LSB. We are working on vehicle donations. I encourage every one of you to think outside of the box. When we think of vehicle donations, a lot of us are only thinking cars, but many of us have vehicles in our garage. We might have jet skis. We might have ATVs. We might have motorcycles. There are a lot of us that are involved in Pacifica that are of age that have recreational vehicles, large RVs, SUVs. So I'm hoping that some of those will be donated to KPFT. If we just ask people, hey, let's help clean out your garage. Right. Also, I am working very hard with Robin. Now that I've just finished working the elections, I need to work even harder on Giving Tuesday so we actually have a plan. And I've been trying to bring it up on the national level. So I personally think that it would be wonderful if we got tapes of our volunteers through the years. As I've been calling lapsed donors, some of them have the most amazing stories. If we just got those on tape, I think it would sound really, really good. Those, in addition to musicians and people that maybe have been on the air, but there are people that have memories of KPFT that are really, really interesting. And yeah. I think we could feature that well with on Giving Tuesday. and play those prior to Giving Tuesday as a kind of a buildup. Get people psyched now to have the Giving Tuesday a culmination of reminders of how volunteers have really made Pacifica great. And then the other thing is that we still have many lapsed donors that we need to make calls and remind them and bring them back. They might not be even listening to our pledge drives. So I have found calling lapsed donors is very useful. So that's what we're working on.
You've done an outstanding job, and you have been so faithful with your calling of lapsed donors. And it's just, it's something in my mind. You say Teresa, and I say lapsed donors. I know you do a lot of other things as well.
Tom Harper has offered his services too, and for sure he's going to be involved the next time we do it. Right, Tom?
Thank you. Okay.
Absolutely.
We're moving on.
I got my hand up.
Oh, Richard, thank you. I saw your hand and then it disappeared again.
Where is the activity on December the 4th? Was it December 4th? Yeah, December 4th. Where is that going to be
It's at 14 Pews, yes.
Yeah, it's called 14 Pews. It's at 800 Aurora Street, and I can put it in the chat as well.
I didn't think you were on Aurora Street anymore.
So, yep.
Sorry about that.
Chat disabled, so okay, but it's at 800 Aurora Street.
Yeah, I've been there before. It's nice.
It's 14 Pews. Right. And I wish it was on the KPFT website. There is a
e-button.
Yeah. On our website, it also takes you to the Eventbrite. So it's listed on Eventbrite.
Okay.
And hopefully
getting it on the webpage is a doable thing. I don't think there'll be any problem with that.
Awesome.
Okay, well, that was a robust report on fundraising. Y'all are doing a great job. MSRC is still on hiatus. We've gotten a request to convene. We will convene at some point in December, and it will be emailed and announced on KPFTX. Finance, Mac.
Let me get over here. We have not met. The committee has not met since we passed the budget. That self-same budget was forwarded on yesterday evening from the NFC to the PNB for its approval.
And if I am not mistaken, we were the first station to get our budget in, were we not? I'm not finished patting ourselves on the back about that.
Well, and I'm not here to brag, okay? I got other stuff to do. I got a whole life going on, okay?
Really?
Show off.
What's that?
Walking out here in the desert waiting for y'all to log off so I can go to bed.
Right? I'm the meeting geek here. Okay, good. Thank you, Mac. Governance, Richard.
No report.
Check. Outreach, Tom. We've kind of been around the outreach bush. But go ahead, go for it.
Oh, no problem, Madam Chair. Thank you. October 20th, 2022, my report was a recall to order at about 6:17, roll call by the Secretary Pro Tem, and we had minutes approval for September 15th, 2022. We had agenda approval. Motion for programming committee to be sent with changes on a later date. Motion for flyers at the library bulletin boards in Texas. For the proposed outreach and involvement inclusion of the committees, KPFT Outreach Committee recommends that the KPFT LSB approve a flyer for the libraries and also a bulletin board. Action with a contest of children, art designs for the flyers with judges chosen with assistance from a retired teacher's advisory board. Okay, we have a motion for a draft card script. Who is making noise in the background? I would appreciate the floor. Okay, we draft a card script, and KPFT is having an art contest to design on KPFT flyers by children and winners selected by judges and announced featured on KPFT. The winning design will be part of flyers be posted on libraries in Texas. Check kpft.org for applications for children to make these flyers. Motion for student singers. Okay. KPFT air and also visually. KPFT Outreach Committee recommends. KPFT LSB approve the Outreach Committee to organize with advice from the Retired Teachers Advisory Board on how to best to future students, musical accomplishments, and interviews. Visually as well and on the air. Motion for KPFT volunteers. Okay. To make a cart for volunteers. KPFT Outreach Committee recommends the LSB to recommend that cart be made and aired to consider add click mark to the application to be a volunteer on kpft.org. Draft script of a cart at KPFT's work of the station is mostly done by volunteers. It would be like to volunteer describe flyers at parades and events or stand with banner at the entrances of museums, join KPFT like outreach, development, governance, and technology, or help with building facility. And that's all I have. Our meeting ended at around 7:20. Our next meeting for outreach is November 17th, and that's all I have. Any questions?
Yes, I have a question.
Yes, Richard, go ahead with your question.
You named off a whole bunch of work there. Who's responsible for the different things? Who's actually going to do that work that you... Somebody wrote a motion, but, I mean, who's going to actually do the work?
Well, our outreach committee and development committee are going to work together to try to get all this work done. We are just now making motion to the LSB for approval.
I have a question about the flyers to the libraries, because it seems to me that about 6 months ago, we discussed that in the LSB and we approved it. And my understanding, I think with these motions, I would feel a little more comfortable if the committee could bring forth a product for us to approve. Show us what the flyer is going to look like rather than having us sign a blank check. All of those things sound like really good ideas. But I think the work of the committee is great so far. And it just makes it easier in the LSB. You've seen sometimes how hard it is to get things approved in the LSB when we don't completely understand what's expected of us. And if you bring us something tangible, we'll get it approved a lot faster, in my humble opinion. Susan has a question. Hold on, Tom. Tom is going to respond to me and then Susan.
Okay. I agree with you, Madam Chair. We need to bring a product to the LSB, and that's what we were talking about, having a contest for children to make up a flyer, and I think that would be sufficient for the LSB. Go ahead, Susan.
Yeah, I'm just going to second what you're saying, Captain, and also what Jane is saying. You have a very long creative list. Each one of those projects is complicated and requires a lot of resources. And all of them need to be coordinated by or directed by management anytime it's something that goes on the air, for instance. So I think that's a great list of ideas to consider to work on that require time, because at the moment we're just barely paying the bills and we have one full-time employee. So I think your idea of selecting a project to move forward on now for you as volunteers to demonstrate what the volunteers can do, I think the idea of outreach to students is very, very important, and we're not doing a very good job of it. So if you have an initial program on that, I would say go for it, and I don't know that you need LSB approval for it.
And my opinion, I think that we ought to concentrate outreaching the community for children so that we get them involved. So, yes, I agree with you, Susan. Thank you. Thank you.
And I know that Venice is going to support you on that too, because that was part of her proposal as well. So I think you're definitely on the right track. Good, great ideas. So let's move forward. Go to the next thing. Anything else from outreach? Teresa, did you have anything?
I have none at this time.
And Nancy. Nancy.
Yes. Yes. The design of the flyer would be the input of, the content would be management would have to tell us what we can put on the flyer. We would need that. But the design is not by us. It's by children, and it's not judged by us, but it'll be judged by, teachers advisory boards. They're going to assist that. So, for us to bring the product to you, that would take, time. It would be like, we can't tell you what it's going to be because we haven't seen we haven't started the contest with the designs around the content will be designs by children. And we're not going to be judging that.
But the next product is going to be just the plan of how to reach the children. And I saw your sample for the cart. Again, coordinate that with management because you're off to a great start.
Management has to make the cart. Yeah, management needs to make the cart. I'm just putting a draft so they can sort of get the idea and they can change it whatever they want, because management has to give permission for any cart that goes out.
I'm sorry.
No. I mean, that's not set in concrete. That's just to give an idea to management. Anyway, it's management has to make sure the content gives us, you know, the content, what programs to feature, if there's an event. The content of the flyer will be management directed. And the design is not us. It's going through the contest which we will help start, but we're not going to be judging the art contest. And then the thing is, these flyers will be posted on library. That's where the busy work is, because the committee will have to start calling these libraries, and each city's library has different rules in every city. And so, you know, a different process. So we have to, but we're going to try to do electronically send them. So there's no printing. This will be the most cheapest, freest, promotion, putting it on a bulletin board in a city. And some of these cities have only one library. And then some of these cities have many branches. So we have to call and ask all their rules. Harris County and Houston City is going to be so easy. That's 60 libraries on their bulletin boards, and they will do all the work and delivery. So that's going to be easy. We just want to have permission of the LSB, because we're a subcommittee of the LSB. So we need the LSB's permission. We can't just do things without permission.
And, in order to get the LSB's permission, I want to see a plan for how you're going to solicit the artwork from the children. Are you going to do that through the school districts?
Yes, with a blanket through the advisory board. Through retired teachers advisory board, and get their advice and assistance, because they know best how to do this and how to protect the privacy of the child, maybe a radio name or a pen name on their designs. Anyway, we need to go through assistance with retired teachers, because they know all the rules. And we should not be calling these schools cold. We should be going through an advisory board. Anyway, that's the
Is that advisory board set up, and do you have contact with them?
Well, my former junior high school music teacher, she retired. I think she's 79, and she's been doing she's on advisory board. She advises to U of H and to schools. She was South Houston High School music teacher when she was there. Man, that school is winning the most trophies of any school in this area. And I think she just organized something. She's very busy, you know, doing advising and competitions or exhibitions or something with kids.
Well, the question I'm asking is, have you made contact with an organization and established the working relationship that you're going to have with this group that you're going to use to set up the contest to do the artwork for the piece? Because that seems to me to be step one. Distributing to the libraries is probably step four or step five. So we want to see is documentation of your relationship that you're going to work with these people, because that protects us as an LSB. And that's what I want these committee members to bring forward. That's your product. That's one. Show us documented.
Yeah, but the very first thing is we need to get the LSB approval or permission. Otherwise, we can't go forward and be calling these advisory boards, or we can't start the whole project. We have to have the permission of the LSB.
Thank you, Nancy. Tom.
Okay. Our next meeting is November the 17th. We will draft a product for the LSB approval. Is that fair enough?
Okay.
That's impossible.
Susan, do you still have your hand up?
We can't do that. Where are we going to get the designs? I mean, we don't have the design. We haven't done
the product is, the product is the agreement that you have with the organization. That's your product. That's number one. So that's the product Tom is talking about.
Yep. Let me just add, we cannot authorize a large, not fully defined program. You are not authorized to go out and do anything. And Nancy, you think globally. You have all of these amazing ideas in your head.
Yes.
And they come tumbling out. So you talk about working with libraries in many cities. Heck, if we have 60 in Houston, that's a big start. I have run for several years a youth talent showcase that gets art students to submit their art around a theme. It is hard to do this, and you have to have it really, really well defined. So if the portal for sorting this out is the teacher's advisory group, I suggest having an informal conversation with the person you know. See if they are doing something like this and what information they would need to get involved. They may decide that, hey, there are individuals who can do this. It's fine. We're not going to make our organization the sponsor. But I think that's the place to start the conversation and then come back and report to us.
That's why we're asking permission of the LSB to start this project. So would you rather us just go ahead and start without the LSB approval? I don't think that's correct. I think the LSB needs to know. That's what we're asking.
I will refine what I would approve. I'll make a motion that we authorize Nancy and Captain Tom to have initial conversations with people at the Teachers Advisory Board.
And that's thank you, Susan. That's what I thought I was saying too. Yeah, that's step one. Is there a second?
A second. I second it. Yes, for Cassandra.
Could you write that, Susan, your motion?
Yes, please.
And send to Richard and the board.
I think we, Susan, can you repeat it at least?
Yeah, Richard, can you write it? Or do you want me to put it in the chat?
No,
we're not using the chat. I want
okie dokie. So do you want me to email it or read it?
Both.
Okay. So give me a couple minutes. I will write the email and then I will read it to everybody.
Okay. So point of information. This is like one of the things that frustrates me. First of all, you made the motion. The secretary is supposed to write the motion. If he didn't get what you said he needs to ask you. You said one sentence. You said it. He should have written it down. He needs to repeat it.
He wrote part of it. He can't.
Okay, then ask what the rest of it is.
We have a standing rule. We have a standing rule that when a person makes a motion, they type it out and send it to the secretary. That's been around.
Okay, we can do that. But we're right here, right now, trying to vote on this. It's 9:20. Let's move it on.
That's why I said vote.
Antiquated stuff.
That's why I said vote.
Order. Antiquated.
Richard. Order. Y'all. Heads up.
One sentence.
Susan is going to write her motion. We're going to circle back around her. I'm going to check off two more committee reports, and we're going to come back for Susan's wording, and then we will vote.
And I apologize, but hey.
No, you're keeping us on track, Nisi. You're fine.
No, it's not fine because we have a motion. They have a process. Type it out. So if something is misunderstood later, then we go back and say, okay, this was the email that we got with the motion.
That's what we're doing, but we're not going to sit here in silence waiting for Susan to write.
Well, that's why I said do both. I said do both. Send it and
we
repeat it.
We are.
Jesus Christ.
I don't care about you saying Jesus Christ.
Okay, I am ready to read it.
Go ahead.
Motion to authorize the Outreach Committee to have exploratory conversations with the Teachers Advisory Board about developing a student's art program and report back to the LSB.
I second it.
Great.
Are there any objections to the motion?
Going once, hearing no objections, the motion is passed by acclamation.
Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
So, Nancy, you've got your authorization. We're moving on.
Yes. Yes, there's another motion there that Captain Tom talked, and it's almost the same thing, but it's with students. They're singing and their comments. Again, with the assistance of the advisory board, putting the, because if you look at the mission, it does say we're supposed to be having choral groups, people, you know, the community.
Madam Chair, Madam Chair, I suggest that this group get started by getting to know these people and having the initial conversation. If you find people you can work with well, then you go on to future projects. Don't do everything at once. Report back to us about how the initial conversations go.
Okay, can you put that in a motion, Susan? This is for the putting the kid singing on the air.
I'm not putting that forward in a motion, Nancy.
No.
I sent the motion that I made out to the entire LSB and to Richard. It was moved, seconded, and adopted.
Well, that's the flyer's motion. This is the student singing on KPFT. It's a different motion that Tom read.
And have you put it forward as a motion, Nancy? Can you read it in one sentence?
Yes.
No.
Yes. Wait. Tom just read it.
Teresa, your hand is waving. Lillian, your hand is waving. Teresa.
My point is, no, we don't need to make it a motion. I think that Susan is correct. We work on the art thing. We establish the rapport. It should be done through the committee. When we have established the rapport and felt out a little bit more the possibility of this, then we proceed with it. Then we could, if we need to ask the permission of the board, we can ask then, but not now. We're not ready to start two big projects.
That is the answer to Nancy's question is, it's not time for a motion. The idea is not, we're not ready.
Well, if the motion says that the outreach committee recommends to the KPFT LSB to approve the outreach committee to organize with the advice of the teachers. So
and
this
that
is exactly what you're asking me to do.
And that was covered in Susan's motion. So
no, that was about the flyer. Susan was talking about the flyer motion.
No, that was not what was in Susan's motion. Susan's motion was about establishing the relationship and reporting back to us here. Susan's motion.
Students' art program.
Retired teachers advisory about developing a student. And music is an art. We can call it arts. If Susan will accept that one letter change to her motion, which I don't think is necessary. Never mind. I'm going down the bunny trail here. Richard, you have your hand up.
We have.
Lillian, unmute yourself.
We have committees that are supposed to work on themselves and bring motions forward so that we know what in the world we're talking about. And it needs to be limited to what's actually going to happen, not just everything that can be thought of at the time. And we need to have motions that we can look at. I know that sounds stodgy to a lot of people, but damn, that's the way we do business.
Thank you, Richard. Lillian?
Yeah. Yes, thank you. Why is it the business of the LSB to micromanage all the activities of each committee? I'm not clear. Surely we've created these committees to go out and do the work of that committee within their particular parameters. And if the outreach committee is developing projects for outreach, it is for them to develop the projects and then report back to the LSB.
I agree.
We can't do this for every little thing
exactly.
Every committee is bringing to us. Committees must have some little power. I understand that the LSB has to approve everything, but if we did this for everything that every committee, governance, finance, or the other committees, we'd be here for 10 hours.
Exactly. All work is done in the committee. Please, they haven't even done any work.
Thank you, Lillian. You said it very clearly.
Exactly. Very succinctly.
May I speak?
Chair, this is Nancy.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. The bylaws says Article 10. Article 7, Section 10 about advisory boards to the LSB. And it says, letter C, the general duty of advisory committee shall be to advise the LSB on the issues for which the committee was created. And we're not supposed to be doing without the LSB permission or knowledge. So that's why we passed these motions last month in October 20th, and I sent to these motions to the LSB around 3 o'clock this afternoon, something like that, 3:15, and I can send it again. But
the time frame to get it on the agenda, and we need your on.
But you don't need. You don't need. No, look, Chair. When it's a committee report, this is an outreach committee report. He has the right to show the motions that were passed last October.
This has nothing to do with what we're talking about right now.
I have the floor. You do not.
You're out of scope.
You're off topic, Nancy.
No, I'm not. Tom is the chair of the outreach committee. He gave his report and reported the motions that were passed by the outreach committee last month. So the LSB can consider those motions.
Point of order.
And we did not get them within the time frame required to get them on the agenda. We need to have them.
They're already on the agenda because they're part of the outreach report.
Point of order.
When the committee makes the report,
Susan was in here.
Point of order.
Nancy.
Point of order.
Teresa.
May I be recognized?
Teresa.
Nancy is out of order. She's arguing with the chair. And we have 20 people on this call. And it is a disservice to the 20 people when she persists in arguing with the chair. Please call her to order and so we can move on.
Thank you.
Point of order, Susan. Nancy.
Make it quick, Nancy.
Yes, I'm telling you, procedure. The committee reports report motions that were passed, and the LSB can choose to pass those motions or to deny them. This has been done many, many times. I'm surprised.
Point of order.
Stand down, Nancy, please.
Yes.
Susan?
Yeah, let me just say that we had this conversation with Dr. Tom and with Captain Tom at the very start. And what several of us recommended to the chair of the outreach committee was that there be a starting point. Don't try to do everything at once. Pick one project and figure out what step one for that project is. So there was acknowledgement by the board, by the committee chair, that we were not moving forward with that big set of motions that have come out with you. The step that we are doing right now is doing a pilot project to see how well you can work on this. And we've defined it carefully so that you will not be all over the place.
And you have direction and you have support from the LSB to move forward with that. And that's the product that you're going to bring back to us
at our next meeting, which is what you've been authorized and encouraged to go forward and do. I am moving on. I am moving on to Committee of Inclusion. Oh, Richard, I'm sorry. You have your hand up?
Yeah. And I would like to add to what Susan's saying there is, and let the board know about it, you know, like a week beforehand, 7 days notice. Where is that in there somewhere? Let us know what's coming down the road. You can't just give a report and then say, well, you got to approve everything in this report.
I'd rather hear about it when there's an actual concrete thing happening. I want to know about it. I don't know why we're talking about it now, because nothing's happening.
Because this came in a way that is untenable, and I'm trying to suggest that I'm saying that's our policy. Bring it a week or so before, so we can put it in the agenda, and people can read it and think about it and ask questions and stuff like that. But when you just deliver a report and then turn right around 30 seconds later and say, well, I need you to approve this, this, and this, we haven't even seen it until just a few minutes prior to that.
Which I tried to bring up. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Richard. This was not received. This proposal was not received in time to be digested by the LSB. We've got your motion to move forward. We're encouraging you and supporting you to do that.
Well,
I'm sorry, Lillian, go ahead.
Sorry. I mean, I think Nancy's point was that this proposal, whatever it was, is part of that committee's report. It's not an agenda item. That the agenda item is already on there. We are to hear from each committee, and that's what they're trying to do.
She's asking for an action.
Well, of an action of a nothing. It's an action to explore. That is the committee's function, is to go explore these things. Surely we're not asking every committee to ask for our permission to do what we've already told them they're supposed to go and do.
And we've encouraged her to do it. I don't think that's the answer she wants.
No, it's not.
Thank you.
What the answer is. Orders of the day.
Thank you. Moving on to the Committee of Inclusion.
Chair, there's another motion that we passed in the outreach.
No, we're not discussing it at this time.
It's a programming committee, and this was already sent to the LSB months ago in June.
Point of order.
And it was sent to the development committee, and the development committee refused. And then it was sent to the outreach committee, which voted on this.
Point of order.
Nancy, you're out of order. Nancy, this is your first warning. Thank you.
Why am I out of order? You ordered this, not you, Sandy, when he was chair, ordered it to go to the development committee.
Point of order,
Relevant. It is not what we're discussing, Nancy. It's not what we're discussing. Committee of Inclusion report. Is there a report from the Committee of Inclusion?
I don't think I'll chair. I'll report.
Thank you.
Lillian, go ahead.
No, I wasn't there, so you go.
No, we did not. We canceled the meeting because we had two people who could not come, and we could not make form, so we did not have a meeting. We have nothing to report.
Thank you. Development. Teresa.
I already made my development report.
Okay. That's what I thought, but I was just checking it off. Thank you. The CAB, I don't think PK is here. I haven't heard from her recently. Nope, nothing. I will check in with her and have a report the next meeting. And the ad hoc committee is not, I heard from Sister Mama Sonia, and there is no report there either. Moving on, is there any other old business?
Yeah, the programming committee. The programming committee is old business.
I thought we heard from them. Point of order, no. Madam
Susan,
Chair.
Susan, there's, yes, go ahead, Susan.
Order, Nancy is bringing up again what she had talked about before. She's been
no,
out
I did
of
not
order.
Talk about this at all.
It, so Madam Chair, will you please control the member who continues
Nancy,
to take over the meeting?
You're out of order. That is your second warning. Old business. Is there new business? Hearing no new business. We are, the next meeting is proposed for December 14th. And.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. Third. Is there any objection
Four.
To adjourning?
None. Not from me.
Thank you. This meeting stands adjourned at 9:34.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Norm. Thank you, Grady.
Thank you, guys. Love you.
Thank
Y'all can
you.
Break
Thank
my
you
nerves,
all for
I
your patience.
You.
You've been very...